was a small craft advisory, still in effect, yes, for Rhode Island Sound and Block Island Sound until 5 o'clock today. Your next high tide in Newport Harbor tonight at 10:22. The sun sets at 4:24, sunrise tomorrow at 6:38. The moon is waxing crescent. And right now on the Newport waterfront, we have sunny skies and 33 degrees, and that's boating and the bay on WADK. It's Bruce Newberry. The wind chill in Newport is 24. Yikes. Well, you have to take the good with the bad. I mean, we're kind of cruising here with the vaccine news and such, but it's not here yet. PPAC has just announced it will be delaying its season to the late fall of 2021. The Providence Performing Arts Center will not or shows between January and June as had been originally announced. So there will not be any of the Broadway shows in Providence until sometime late next fall. And Broadway is actually quite optimistic about things, being the possible deal of the vaccine coming and so forth. They're saying that if the vaccine shows up in March or April, that Broadway itself may not have to wait until June. Maybe it could come back a month or so before. Time goes by so fast, it'll be here before you know it. But one of the observations that was made on Broadway was that these touring companies, such as the ones that come to Providence, the subscribers will just hang on to the ticket until they come back. And apparently people have been doing that. There have been very, very few asking for refunds, at least according to the Broadway organization, which is not the PPAC organization. And so at least they can keep the money in the bank and keep the lights on and whatnot. But I mean, the casts are not working. Not that PPAC pays the actors anyway. It's the production company, and gets complicated. Anyway, PPAC will not be doing shows until sometime next fall. So there is that. I was going to balance that off with a good story, and I don't know where the good story went to. There was another good story. But it is not here at the moment. The governor tomorrow, not today. The town by towns are supposed to be out today. So we'll see what happens there. And, oh, I guess it wasn't really a good story. I was going to tell you the story of the governor of California, Newsom, Gavin Newsom, who has been caught being a hypocrite. And he went to a party. Was it his party? It was at the famous French Laundry. Now, this is a whole bunch of stuff going on here, because the French Laundry should have known better. I mean, the chef proprietor of the French Laundry came and sat in the White House this summer and, you know, was pleading for the restaurant business and the farm business and so forth. This doesn't help. Again, it just doesn't, it doesn't look good. Is this someone who's currently a chief of staff? No, it's just somebody that the Los Angeles Times found to reinforce their position. No politician escapes the heightened scrutiny that comes with running for office. Most, if not all, have been criticized for not doing enough to align their actions with their words. But few see their missteps lead so quickly to white-hot anger, as did Governor Gavin Newsom, after admitting he joined several other couples at a birthday dinner less than 2 weeks ago. And then there were other members of the California legislature who are right now in Hawaii while schmoozing with interest groups that may have underwritten the cost of the event. Well, what else is new there? In both cases, the personal decisions of the elected officials involved gave the impression that their privilege led them to believe they were immune to the pandemic. Yep. Now, Newsom's on the right side of this, though, isn't he, in terms of the Los Angeles Times? He's not one of those grungy, grubby Republicans, is he? The timing of both gatherings, Newsom attended the party at the Napa Valley restaurant on November 6th, and the legislators are in Maui this week. I mean, it's bad. California has had a 102% increase in coronavirus from 2 weeks ago. 13,000 new cases in one day in California. I mean, California is just the exception to all rules. It's so important to lead by example right now, says Cassandra Pai, who served as deputy chief of staff to then Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Newsom's attendance at the outdoor dinner did not violate any state or local public health rules at the time. So that's the other side of this, and I was trying to get that across to Lars. When you read or see or are told things about what's going on with this pandemic, now you have to be very, very careful to see when this revelation is from. Because if it was any more than about an hour ago, it's pretty much irrelevant. That's how fast things are moving. So when these armchair epidemiologists start to go toe-to-toe with the likes of Dr. Alexander Scott and the governor, I'm sorry, I don't have the patience or the intellectual capacity to be able to deal with these people because they're just not relevant. I mean, they think that they have the truth, and, well, I know a fact that is being hidden. No, you don't. You just know some old crap that's just old, and it's irrelevant. I mean, if we're talking about something that happened, if we're talking about a set of circumstances, number of positive cases, number of deaths, number of this or that, from October, it may as well be from 1918. Really? It has no bearing on anything. Except if you screwed up and went somewhere and didn't wear your mask a month ago, you're going to be in the bleep now. Maybe 2 weeks ago. The incubation period is somewhere between 5 days and 2 weeks. So if you were out, and here's how it comes down. And this is what no one is saying, no one of authority. I can sit here and yap all I want to. I have no authority. Here's what happens. People go out to bars. People drink alcohol. Alcohol affects people in ways that really would not be an issue in any other set of circumstances. And this is important. Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this, and then we're going to go into traffic. I know you. You know me. I can ask you this. How do you act when you've had a few? Can I ask you that? Sure, I can. 846-1028. How do you act when you've had a few? Are you loud? Do you sing? Do you fall asleep? Do you go sit in the corner? Do you tell a few jokes? Do you dance? That is the crux of where we're running into trouble and where we have run into trouble with this coronavirus. Period. I will elucidate, and hopefully I'll hear from you, in a minute. 8461028. How do you act when you've had a few, when you're half in the bag, when you're a little tipsy, when you're inebriated, under the influence? How do you act? 8461028. Time for W80K's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Not done yet. We will be finished with this phase of the Newport Pell reconstruction by the end of the week. Back to two lanes in each direction. Hasn't happened yet. We're slow now eastbound, just from the end of the bridge to just past the 3rd Street overpass. A little bit of a lane restriction there. It is not a full-blown jam or anything like that, but you do have to slow down, tap of the brakes. So it's slowing you up, maybe 6 or 7 minutes coming in from North Kingstown. Otherwise, you're trouble-free eastbound. Westbound, the Pell Bridge is good. You're slow through the toll plaza, and you're down to one lane westbound on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. So we've got 7 or 8 minutes that way. 7 or 8 minutes each direction from North Kingstown to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, the work continues, and your stop and go from Midspan to Bristol going north. Southbound looks pretty good at the moment. Soconnet River Bridge, same speed limit ride, trouble-free from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it is always VD and you. Just take that VD exit, that Fish Road exit, and put your mask on. We'll check the bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Butcher's Block offers the finest custom cuts of meat and their famous freshly ground beef, produced in-house every day from only the finest beef. Their by-the-sea department features the best in seafood choices, with a good portion from the wharves of Newport. Clements Bake Shop custom-designed cakes for special events, even scans a favorite photo to make it truly personal, and creates freshly baked breads, cookies, pies, cakes, and so much more.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
Hi, this is Dolores Bauer, account rep for WADK. I've been a Newport area resident for over 40 years now, and I love where I live. How lucky are we? And so, I'd like to remind everyone how important it is in these times to support our local businesses. Tourist season is drawing to a close. It's up to us to help the restaurants, stores, and other local businesses get through this pandemic. Shop local stores now and for the holidays, from gifts to groceries. Use a local contractor for the home improvement you're planning. Eat out, order takeout, or buy a gift card at a locally owned restaurant. We keep hearing we're all in this together. If you believe that, show it with your support of local businesses. Those businesses will appreciate your support, and you'll be happy when they're still open when all this is done with. Shop local.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
WADK Weather.
Today, brisk and colder with lots of sunshine, high 39. Tonight, clear and cold, low 25. Periods of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 47. Patchy clouds tomorrow night, low 45. Kicking off the weekend Friday, partly sunny and milder, high 57. Mainly clear Friday night, low 45. Looking ahead to Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Get the latest news 24/7 at WADK.com. 1540 WADK. WADK.
All right, so here's my simple question to you. At 846-1028, what are you like when you've had a few? Not a few too many, not, you know, crawling around, not, you know, really impacted, but you've had a couple. Because for most people, what happens is you get a little loud. Maybe you sing. Those two things spread COVID. It's been shown. It goes further than 6 feet. And you put together alcohol, which lowers your inhibitions, and the fact that you're with people who you know, they don't have it. They're okay. Have another round. Right? And that's what's doing it. And this is not me making this up. This is actually being said by some people in authority. So that's what it comes down to. So we have to stop that. And if I can find it, I may pass along to you what the governor of Vermont said yesterday about the whole Patriot thing. That you're nobody's patriot if you refuse to wear a mask. Enough with this, you know, calling the governor names and saying that it's an infringement on your freedom and all of this. It is not true, first of all, and it is very harmful. And again, that's not me saying that. Wear your mask and don't give me the corona, please. But this thing gets all complicated, like this thing with the governor of California. From the Los Angeles Times story. Within a day of its revelation by the San Francisco Chronicle, the private dinner became a national headline. This is a media person, a newspaper person for the San Francisco Chronicle. The tale of the governor indulging at one of the nation's most exclusive and expensive restaurants while millions of Californians are scuffling amid the pandemic's economic fallout truly represents a real bad look. So, are you smacking him across the nose because he went out and had a party while he's telling other people not to? Or are you begrudging the fact that he's able to spend $300 for dinner? Which you probably are too, Mr. Editor. Your check clears, my friend. Right? So there we go. But the point is, this happened when? 2 weeks ago. Except for the fact that he may or may not have exposed himself to the corona, it's irrelevant because it's no longer applicable. What happened yesterday and the day before is really what's happening now with this corona. All right, another issue here. Apparently, people are still watching TV and in some kind of substantial numbers, right? I don't mean to sound like a TV snob. I'm really not. But again, if you go along with the conventional wisdom and the kind of intellectual and elitist type wisdom, oh, no one watches broadcast television. Oh, we're all watching Netflix and Hulu and Zulu and all the rest. Well, apparently not. Apparently people are still sitting down with the clicker and going 6, 10, 12. And broadcast television still reaches more people than anybody else. So it's premiere month. It's still the new fall season, just like it was 1982 or 1968. And there are new series coming on. So last night, there was a new drama series on ABC. It's called Big Sky. Now, you may have seen some ads for it. There were some ads online for it. And it has, you know, pretty and attractive young people. And, of course, it's diverse now because you have to be diverse. But apparently, it's about truck drivers. But apparently, it depicts truck drivers as traffickers. So the trucking industry did not like this. They did not see that this was a favorable portrayal. And no slouch she, reporter Alana Cerrone from ABC6, where ABC had broadcast the series, so it was on ABC6. And she comes by this honestly because her father and grandfather toiled mightily in the automotive business for a long time, many years. She's on the story. Let's listen.
Drama that links truck stops to human trafficking. Well, the premise of the show is not sitting well with truckers or the groups that represent them.
It's a new thriller series depicting truck drivers as kidnappers, even serial killers.
Full connection to truck stops.
For the Rhode Island Trucking Association, it's the wrong message at the wrong time.
We're concerned that at a time we should be deemed heroes, in a sense, we're being depicted in a pretty poor light. And
Chris Maxwell heads up the local association. He points out that truck drivers have been heroes, working round the clock throughout the pandemic. He's concerned with how this new show portrays truck stops as hubs for prostitution and trafficking.
Unfortunately, that does fester itself sometimes in transient locations such as motels and truck stops, but trucking is actually a big part of the solution.
The organization Truckers Against Trafficking calls truckers the eyes and ears of the road, who've made thousands of calls leading to the rescue of more than 1,200 victims of trafficking.
So their initial response was, I have daughters, I have granddaughters, how can I be a trucker against trafficking?
They train truckers, including ones in Rhode Island, to recognize signs that someone's in danger.
Car pulls onto a lot, two or three girls get out, start going from truck to truck. Any minor selling commercial sex, anybody talking about making a quota.
These efforts, mixed with truckers' ongoing work during the pandemic, have Maxwell calling Big Sky a gut punch.
The Best of Us came out over the last 8 months and will unfortunately continue to come out as the pandemic spikes.
According to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, 19 calls were made to the hotline from Rhode Island, 20 victims identified last year. It's unclear, though, how many calls were made from truckers themselves. The American Trucking Association has started a petition asking the network to air public service announcements showing the industry's anti-trafficking efforts.
There you go. I wonder if the chemists had a similar reaction to Breaking Bad. How dare it show us in a bad light like that? Now, they're not saying that. I notice they're not saying take it off the air, right? They just put some public service announcements on, a few PSAs. So that, well, hey, you know what? And I'm just cynical enough to say, gee, isn't this amazing that this all comes to light after the premiere of the show, thus assuring more tune in for next week, because it's all we got. Tune in next week. All right, let's check the bay. Shall we check the bay?
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Upon Narragansett Bay, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 25, and waves 2 to 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 20. And tomorrow, west winds subsiding, shifting around to the southwest in the afternoon. Winds could occasionally gust up to 25 knots tomorrow, though, and waves 2 to 3 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, there is a small craft advisory. Northwest winds now at 15 knots. Next high tide in Newport Harbor, tonight at 10:22. The sun sets at 4:24. Sunrise tomorrow is at 6:38. The moon is waxing crescent. And right now on the Newport waterfront, we have sunny skies. It's only 33 degrees. And as we spoke about a minute ago, the wind chill is 24. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
This portion of programming is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org.
1540. WADK.
With 1 minute of what you need to know on this Wednesday, Electric Boat Quonset Point has become a COVID hotspot, almost as many cases reported there as at the company's Groton facility, which employs three times as many, and almost half the positive cases in the last 3 weeks. Governor Raimondo told 12 News she reached out to Pfizer and asked if Rhode Island could be part of its coronavirus immunization pilot program. Pfizer said yes. So will there or won't there be another shutdown? Here are the governor's own words to Channel 12. Can't say for sure. It's safe to say there are going to have to be some changes. I'm going to have to do everything I can to avoid that or put it off as long as possible. We won't hear from the governor until tomorrow. The town of Portsmouth has a virtual training schedule for a vaccination clinic. And the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority says it's done for the season, the third phase of the deck rehabilitation project on the Newport Pell Bridge. And your weather word, sunny, breezy, and cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back at Vidi. This month, we're featuring the newly redesigned 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 4MATIC. Lease for just $379 a month for 36 months, or buy with 0% APR financing up to 36 months. $41.53 due at lease signing. Lease payment available only to qualified customers through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at Vidi through November 30th. Call 1-800-4MERCEDES for details. And free pickup, free delivery, free car wash, and a free loaner if your car needs service. Head to Vidi.com during the Winter Event.
It's still Vidi, Mercedes-Benz, and you.
This Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, it's Rogers against Middletown, a game that was played in September of 2006. This is Bob Angel. Joining me on the coverage that day were Jim Ascoli and Chris Richards. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1 on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We gotta build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
You absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island changes children's lives one donation at a time. Your donated clothing directly funds their youth mentoring programs. Drop off items at 1431 West Main Road, Middletown, or schedule a curbside pickup at bigsri.org.
Discover a Rhode Island author at the 2020 Association of Rhode Island Authors Expo, virtual of course, Saturday, December 5th, featuring Rhode Island Olympian Elizabeth Beisel, baseball great the spaceman Bill Lee, author panels, and an intimate coffee clutch to talk to local authors. Register free at riauthorexpo.com.
Tiverton's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
because you can.
I guess there's a new version of this now.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
Because she is now the vaccine queen.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene.
Oh, I guess the version of it, some professor actually did a little video and called it vaccine. Vaccine, vaccine. And apparently her foundation or her fund actually has a name. It's not, you know, Dolly did this or anything. It's the Dolly Parton COVID-19 Research Fund is credited as a supporter in the footnotes of the New England Journal of Medicine's announcement about the Moderna vaccine's results. And this was yesterday's news. The vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective. It does not need to be super frozen. And it really, really shows amazing promise, as does the Pfizer vaccine, which is now 95% effective. And they're going to rush that one even faster. So, again, could be. Vaccine. So there we are. Brian Crandall is tweeting, the Massachusetts governor is holding a COVID briefing, asking Massachusetts residents to make a difficult choice this Thanksgiving. Governor Baker says the best way to celebrate is only with people you live with, and he reminds that the indoor social gathering limit is 10 people. So, that's it. Now, he said yesterday, Governor Baker, see, I do the same thing with him that I do with Governor Raimondo. I don't know why it's less rude if I do it to Governor Baker. I feel it's terribly rude when about the third or fourth mention of Governor Raimondo, I just say she. She said this, and she said that, and she said the other. He said. Well, he's saying that there's not going to be a big shutdown in Massachusetts. So I'm extrapolating that Rhode Island will follow suit because we just do everything Massachusetts does. And it's more than just anecdotal. Rhode Island is using the same secret, shadowy consulting firm that you can find out about. It's called the Boston Consulting Group. Go ahead and Google them. Go ahead and look them up. Boston Consulting Group. And they are advising states all over the country on COVID responses. They are not a medical organization, and it's more the economic responses. They are a think tank. And they don't come cheap. And the Rhode Island media will not report on them. I don't think it's a plot. I just don't think that they're up on it. Massachusetts governor also reminds that Massachusetts has travel restrictions in place for every state except Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Hawaii. So if you go to the market basket, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Not really. We're not going to start that again. But, I mean, that textbook, that's what it says. If you go to Massachusetts, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks and show that you do not have the corona. And you can cut it to 7 days if you have a negative test. But I think you still have to quarantine even if you have a negative test. I don't think it covers trips to the market basket. But just in case, just go to Clements. Don't take the chance. How's that, right? At the top of the hour, we're going to talk chowder. with our friend Katie Potter from the Newport Chowder Company. And it's more than just chowder, although, as you may know, Newport Chowder takes the Muriel chowder recipe from Muriel Barclay de Tolly and has taken that and the essence of it and is making a success of it all over the state. But it's more than that, as you will find out. So we will speak with her. While I have a minute here, the New England Cable News Network actually did a list of each New England state's travel restrictions. So just in case you think I'm talking through my hat here, this is what it says. Massachusetts, unless you are visiting from Hawaii, Maine, New Hampshire, or Vermont to Massachusetts, if you're traveling to the Bay State, you must complete the Massachusetts travel form before you arrive and either quarantine for 14 days or test negative within 72 hours before your visit. More information on Massachusetts COVID-19 traveler is available here. All right, well, let's see if we can get the travel form first of all. To determine whether you're required to complete this form, well, it says everybody is. You have to have contact information. What was your country before your arrival in Massachusetts? Which state did you come from? Are you a resident of Massachusetts? Your name, your U.S. mobile phone, your non-U.S. mobile phone, your email address, your home address, your preferred language. There are, it's either English or Spanish. I figured there'd be a lot more choices than that. Your Massachusetts destination. Massachusetts address, local phone, arrival date in Massachusetts, departure from Massachusetts. And then you have to certify that at least one of the following is true. I have received a negative test for COVID-19 on a specimen taken no longer than 72 hours prior to my arrival, consistent with Massachusetts Department of Public Health guidance. Next choice. I plan to get a test at my cost and will remain in quarantine until I receive a negative result. Next choice. I have taken a COVID-19 test and am awaiting my result and will remain in quarantine until I receive a negative result. And the fourth choice, I will quarantine for 14 days upon arrival in Massachusetts or for the duration of my stay if fewer than 14 days. There's no box that says I'm just going to the market basket. By clicking, I certify I do not currently have COVID-19 symptoms, have not had close contact with anyone in the last 14 days who is confirmed or suspected to have COVID-19, will wear a mask while in public, as required by Massachusetts law, and will maintain 6 feet of physical distance from others, especially Republicans. No, it doesn't say that last part. And then you have to list your dependents. And then you have to put your attestation. By submitting this form, I hereby attest, under penalty of law, that all the information I have provided is true and accurate to the best of my knowledge. And then you submit the form. Dang. So that's Massachusetts. Good times. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've picked up in volume and we're slowed down here on the Newport Pell Bridge eastbound just before the Newport Tower. Slow traffic. And then over the 3rd Street overpass, slow traffic. It looks like right-hand lane. You're slow coming down the Connell off-ramp. Kalfas ramp looks pretty good, although you're busy on Admiral Kalfas Road. Westbound, you're actually looking good as they continue to kind of put things back together as the work is completed for this phase in the reconstruction of the Newport Pell Bridge until next April. The toll plazas are occasionally slow in each direction. On the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, westbound, down to one lane for the length of the bridge work zone on the North Kingstown side. Eastbound, you move well. So altogether, we're still looking at 7 to 8 minutes eastbound and about 8 minutes westbound from the downtown Newport exits to the Boston Neck Road exit. on the Mount Hope Bridge. Work continues on that bridge. They may be breaking for lunch, so you may actually find that things are trouble-free at the moment. They'll be back, and they'll be there till this afternoon. Watch for delays both directions of the Mount Hope Bridge. On the Saconnet River Bridge, it's a speed limit ride from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it's always VD and U. We check the bridges all morning and into the midday, and we'll check VD Mercedes-Benz bridge traffic again in less than 30 minutes. We're just ahead of Bob Angel in Midday Sports.
WADK Weather.
Today, brisk and colder with lots of sunshine, high 39. Tonight, clear and cold, low 25. Periods of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 47. Patchy clouds tomorrow night, low 45. Kicking off the weekend Friday, partly sunny and milder, high 57. Mainly clear Friday night, low 45. Looking ahead to Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 56. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
WADK Sports.
The NBA draft is tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves have the top overall selection. Then it's Golden State. Then it's the Charlotte Hornets. The draft will be held virtually. As for the Boston Celtics, well, in the first round, they've got the 14th overall pick. Later, they have the 26th and the 30th picks in the first round. The Celtics forward Gordon Hayward's going to be given a little bit more time to decide whether or not he'll exercise his player option for this season. The Celts agreed to extend his deadline from 5 p.m. yesterday to 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Hayward is due to make $34 million under the option. And the Celts will find out their schedule in a couple of parts. The NBA will unveil the first half of the 72-game slate around December 1st. The rest of the schedule and potential makeup games will be revealed during the first half of the season. And there are rumors going around as far as the NBA draft and free agency is concerned that some big names might be moving here. Multiple reports say James Harden wants out of Houston. And another report says that Houston and the Washington Wizards are talking about a possible swap, Russell Westbrook for John Wall. The New England Patriots continue their preparations for Sunday's game on the road in Houston against the Texans. The Patriots, winners of two in a row, have kept their playoff hopes alive, as their record now is 4-5. Houston's been really struggling, though. Their record is 2-7. The NFL is investigating the latest incident involving new Tampa Bay Buccaneers receiver Antonio Brown. The league is looking into allegations he destroyed a security camera in his gated Florida community. The NFL says it was not aware of this alleged incident when Brown was reinstated. The Chicago Cubs announcing yesterday that Theo Epstein is going to step down as the team's head of baseball operations. He'll officially leave his position a little later this week on the 20th. Executive Vice President and General Manager Jed Hoyer will be promoted to Epstein's role. There's been talk already that Epstein would pursue a job with another team, but Epstein says he intends to take next season off. Some have speculated Epstein might take a job as president of baseball operations for either the Mets or the Phillies. If that does happen, it would not be until after next season. Epstein famously helped build the team that broke an 86-year World Series drought with the Boston Red Sox, helping Boston win two World Series titles before he left to take a job with the Cubs following the 2011 season. And then Epstein enjoyed similar success in Chicago, helping the team win its first World Series title in over a century back in 2016. And there'll be some history made next Monday night in the NFL. For the first time, an all-black referee crew will be officiating an NFL game. It'll be the Tampa Bay game against the LA Rams in Tampa. Jerome Boger, a 17-year league veteran, will be serving as the head official in that game. NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent said the crew is a testament to the countless and immeasurable contributions of black officials to the game, their exemplary performance, and to the power of inclusion that is the hallmark of this great game. And in high school sports last evening, the girls' soccer Division III quarterfinals included Classical defeating Rogers 7-0. Outstanding play from the Vikings coming from players like Olivia Peters, Alex Cranson, Megan McKenna, and Emma Bryan. That's your WADK Sports Update.
You're listening to AM 1540 WADK. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of station management or its advertisers. Your views and opinions are welcome at 846-1028 AM 1540 WADK.
Your friends at Ben's Furniture thank you for your support over the last several months. Ben's staff has been extremely busy helping so many with their needs at home. Whether a new sofa, new desk, new recliner, or a new accessory piece, Ben's is extremely grateful for your business and happy to help make these times just a little better. Ben's receives new merchandise every day and has inventory in stock ready for immediate delivery. To keep everyone safe and ensure shopping without unnecessary crowds, Ben's is offering all their holiday discounts right now through the holidays. No one-day sales, no 3 days only, no four-hour sales. Shop when it's convenient for you. Because of the size of the store and with all safety precautions in place, you enjoy a safe and stressless shopping experience. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking behind the store and in the Mary Street lot. This year, more than any other in their 78-year history, Ben's wishes you and yours a very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Yeah, everything's online.
WADK.com.
Vaccine. Why am I seeing so many pictures of Princess Diana these days? The BBC has named the next judge to lead an independent investigation into a 1995 TV interview with Princess Diana. Was that the Marvin Bashir interview? I think it was his claim to fame, wasn't it? Is there a movie coming out? There was a movie. Was that The Crown? It's not a movie. It's a mini series, a docudrama. Anyway, we have enough drama of our own going on here, and I think the drama that we expect, well, the real drama we expect, the Governor Raimondo briefing will not be held until tomorrow. So if you're here to tune in for that, won't be until tomorrow. The other drama that we await each day has not yet taken place. That would be the daily corona numbers. And they're not out yet either. This is Wednesday. So we expect the town-by-town numbers and the K through 12 data. What else? Is that it? I think that's it. So we'll await that. So far, not. And the governor will be on tomorrow. No new orders from the Massachusetts governor today, but the same message Governor Raimondo has had lately, celebrate Thanksgiving only with those you live with. Well, you know, again, if we wouldn't act like this, we wouldn't be treated like this. Why don't you treat me like a grown-up? Because you don't act like one. The world is seventh grade. Gee, I wish I'd said that 20 years ago. That's what we're acting like. How come she treats us like, because we act like this. We go out and we drink and we yell and we spread the germs and now we're all sick. So what do you expect? Now, the truth of the matter is, if you are in a bubble, if you have a pod, if you have a group of people that you know their whereabouts, up to and including have they had a test? And there are a very small number of people. You'll be okay there. But we can't go and say that because then people will say, oh, well, okay, if I can trust these 25 people that I always have at Thanksgiving, so it'll be okay. And then you say something rude about the governor. Actually, I do want to find that clip from the governor of Vermont from yesterday because he said it a lot better. I mean, with me, it's just, oh, you know, stop yapping, but that's what I do around here anyway. I do want to remind you again, we had such a great talk yesterday with Ray Rickman. I mean, he makes you think, and, you know, I don't just sit and wag my tail, as I have done with some on this issue, just because it's, you know, you can't get into it. With Ray, you can get into it. And we had an excellent back and forth yesterday. And he is what he is. He lives it, wears it, passionate about it, and has been doing it for years. So he is the real deal. Anyway, there is a Zoom talk that is well worth your time. It is free. It is tomorrow night, and it's about Frederick Douglass in Newport, where he spent a bunch of time. And it's food-related because he was an acquaintance of one of the first caterers and restaurateurs who really succeeded and achieved. And his name was Downing. And he was one of the early and influential caterers. And he was a friend and benefited by Frederick Douglass's personality and teachings and so forth. So lots to talk about. Frederick Douglass in Newport, a free virtual event tomorrow, Thursday, November 19th, 6 p.m. It's going to take place at the Redwood Library, but you can't go there. So you can Zoom, and it'll be with John Rice discussing his family and George T. Downing's connection to the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass. So vital, just really important historical knowledge that will be yours. So do sign up. And if you can support Stages of Freedom, that'd be good too. Registration is available for Trinity Rep's free online Christmas Carol. Now, Nairobi broke the news here on WADK yesterday, and we beat everybody. We had it before Channel 10. We had it before everybody. And it is that the Christmas Carol this year is going to be online, but everybody can see it, and it's free. And so it'll be released at noon on December 17th, will be shown through January 10th. You register through Trinity's website, trinityrep.com. All right. And of course, Cardi's, Nairobi, is a huge supporter, big underwriter, making it all possible. And so we were glad to have Nick and Ron on with us yesterday. I'm sorry. I knew I was going to do that. Sorry, fellas. Ron and Pete. Rest in peace. Ron and Pete Carty were on with us yesterday. Nairobi. And, of course, everybody will have heard that, right?
I never listen to hear that station. It's just a local station. Is Swap Shop still on?
Yeah. But that you heard. All right, we're going to talk chowder in the next hour. David Cicilline has lost his bid to be assistant U.S. House Speaker. Wasn't even close. Catherine Clark, who is Massachusetts' 5th Congressional District, and she beat out Congressman Cicilline for the assistant speakership. And wasn't even close. It was 135 to 92. Well, he's young yet, and he'll be up there on the top, you bet. You bet. Lots more to come there. And again, Governor Raimondo's Wednesday press conference will be on Thursday, starting tomorrow. Just about noon.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and